Thanks, Sarah. Hey, Dawn, this is Gail. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good. How are you, Gail?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. So it's from the notes that Tara sent over, it sounds like you've done this for other businesses or maybe a different location. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And that's, now I was trying to cipher out the who's and the where's. She took a lot of notes for me. So it sounds like right now you're living near or in Newville. Is that right?
Oh, yes. We live in Newville.
Okay. And then your other location again is where?
Carlisle, Harrisburg, York, Shippensburg, Chambersburg. We go about an hour distance from our home.
Gotcha.
We go about an hour right in a circle.
Okay, perfect.
Perry County, which I don't know what's up there, but we've done a couple jobs up there. But they're hard
to Really? I wonder why that is.
You know, we were up there. My husband and I went to a Christian concert on Saturday up at the school. And
nice.
We had no cell service whatsoever. No cell service at all.
Wow.
Yeah, so I think that's why, I mean, if I could reach these people in mail, I just did by myself, because I take care of this, I just sent out 150 envelopes out to previous customers that we've had since the beginning of our business. And
oh, wow.
And if I have to do that to reach out to Perry County, I'm willing to do that. You know what I mean?
Sure. Well, and so I wonder, let me see if I can see something here on my end, too. So my first guess, as you say that, is if they don't have cell signal, they're definitely on the internet then, and they're definitely using Google. I mean, almost certainly most people do use Google anymore. It's
right,
just,
right.
It's too easy. So being that they're not reachable by phone, maybe this is a good way to reach up to them too.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Perfect. Now, Dawn, did you have another location that you've already gotten on First Page? Or I was kind of confused by the second location, if there was another location that you wanted to optimize on, or is it just a Newville and surrounding?
No, we'll do Newville and surrounding. I'd like to be on the First Page.
Right.
It would just depend on price.
Sure.
And we are on the front page of anything at the moment. We had the golf course reached out to us to be on the front page. You know, a couple different places have been reaching out, you know.
Oh, so the golf course, is that like the, I think we used to get those calls here too. Like they would do, like the scorecards and you'd put your advertising on.
Yeah, and your name goes up. Yep, exactly.
Oh, gosh. Well, let's get you into something better, because I've done those, and we've never had any luck. We even did those silly tabletop, your restaurant tabletop things back when people actually...
Oh, yeah, we've done them, too. Yep,
did you ever get Did you ever get anything?
Well, when we lived up north, because we're from the Poconos, it's a small town, and we did get a couple calls from them.
I gotcha. And that does make sense for a smaller town. And that's probably the difference too. Okay.
Yep.
And then I think I found your Facebook page. It must be under Vanderstad, and it's got a picture of your van with your logo.
Yep.
We have
a Facebook page, but I do not have a website. I just told, what's her name? Sherry?
That was Tara.
I was telling her that that's one thing I got to work on.
And actually, she sent me a message ahead of time before she transferred you over. So I had actually put in a message to our tax department. We don't build websites for the general public, but we do build them for preferred clients. And you definitely classify as preferred given your time in business, and there's nothing negative about you out here online.
That's
so
that's
yeah,
what you're
absolutely. So I just needed to make sure we had a tech opening that I could offer you a website. So we definitely can build a website for you, and we don't charge for it. We'll build, host, and maintain. And we build it on the WordPress platform. So you'll always be the owner of the site, and we'll have access to it so that we can make updates. But okay. As the owner, of course, as the owner, if you ever wanted to go in and make changes on your own, obviously you're more than welcome to do that. But if you don't have time or you don't want to mess with it, just let us know. We don't charge for it. And, you know, we're in your account all the time anyway, making those micro adjustments to the programming as algorithms change so you don't lose position.
Right.
So it's no big deal for us to change a couple keywords or to even change a block of text. So yeah, we can help you with that. And then I did notice you've got your Google Business profile up. That's awesome. That's actually going to help probably speed up your timeline a little bit. So industry standard to get you to the first page of Google is about 3 to 6 months. Because of our close relationship with Google, and we've worked with them for 14 years as premier channel partners, we're able to do it a lot quicker. It only takes us between 30 and 45 days to get you into that map section. And I maybe should have said that. We don't just get you on first page. We put you right in the map section so that when anyone's searching for your services, you come up right there in the map, and then they just click and call you directly. We don't filter or screen the calls. Clicks, calls, leads are unlimited.
Oh, God, I'm doing that now.
Doing what?
I'm doing that now. We've been working with Thumbtack for like the last over a year now. We've been working with Thumbtack, which is great. They've been really good to us. And just Angie's List calls Thursday.
Pay per lead.
Yep. And it's $30 a lead. And I'm making a phone call. Yesterday I had 8 calls. And out of those 8 calls, I was able to reach out to one person because no one else answered. And you still have to pay for the lead.
How long have you been with them?
We just started curious. On Thursday with Angie.
So I'll give you a couple of tips. We're going off in the weeds. Just because I do want to offer you a couple of tips because I don't like to see people that I like have trouble and be taken advantage of. So something that I hear from people across the country that are using that service, they are getting a lot of bogus leads through. And watch your pauses. I mean, know when your lead pause comes off. Something I heard just earlier today, their leads came off of pause, which they didn't realize it had. And they were flooded with, I think he said, $700 in calls. Within the afternoon. I know. So just careful because they seem to, it seems to be a thing.
I'm telling you, I got like 4 calls today. And out of those 4 calls, one of them was the job we do. There was 3 of them that was not even a lead. We don't even do that type of work. So I requested a refund, but I said to my husband, I don't think this is going to work. And I just found out that they used to be Home Advisor.
Yes, that is true.
He used to be Home Advisor.
Yep, that is true. I don't remember which one swallowed the other one, but yes, they were one and the same. Did you have previous
go ahead. When we first opened our business, we used to use Home Advisor. And I used to pull my hair out every day because I'm trying to do refunds. I'm getting calls. I always try to call my customers back within 15 minutes. Unless they're in the middle of something and they can't, I'm always like right on everything, you know. And my husband said there was a reason why we stopped doing Home Advisor. And I think this was the reason. But
I used I live in Colorado. I used to own a remodeling company here before I came to Local Splash. And I used HomeAdvisor back then too. And I had the same things. I always, it was an ongoing thing. And we got out of it for the same reasons. And I haven't personally used the new Angie's, which is powered by HomeAdvisor, but the stories I'm hearing are way worse than what I used to hear, you know, 2 years ago before one took over the other.
Right.
So, well, that's, you know, this is good. I mean, being in the first page of Google, a few good things. One, you don't have to pay per lead.
Absolutely.
And two, Angie's and HomeAdvisor can never appear in the map section. It's physically impossible for them to do so. They would literally have to find a physical location in every city across the country to be able to do that. So being in the map at the top, you show up before someone would get to that Angie's listing where they're sent out to four competitors or however many, and you get charged for it. So you've got the opportunity to grab them before they ever get that far. So that might ease up some of what comes to Angie's too and what gets sent to your competitors. I mean, that was, I don't mind competing, but when the customer knows that your job or their job is being sent out to four or five people, when a moment ago they were hot, they wanted to buy, they went to Angie's, they were going to, you know, find their contractor right now and buy, then they're cold by the time they get there. And then they go, oh, hey, it's going out to five plumbers. I might as well just kick back and see who's going to give me the best price. And then all you got to bargain on is price. And that's, I mean, I'm sure you know, that's a quick way to go out of business. You don't want to, you don't want to get down there with the lowest guy ever. This'll catch them before they ever get there. And then the other thing too, what we've seen lately in the buying shift that's happened since COVID is people are so rushed these days. They'll stare at the problem and they Google it while they're staring at it. And that tells us that that's when they want to buy. They want your services right then because crap is backed up in their basement or whatever it is. So you're catching them when they're a hot lead that way. All right. Well, Dawn, let's get you into something affordable. I think you understand how everything works. What we're going to do, I don't think I need to beat that to death anymore.
No,
and you're certainly a great fit for the listing. So now, your Facebook page is going to pop back over here. Have you done any paid advertising on Facebook at all?
Not in the last couple months, not since my husband started doing this on his own. He's always had a job and done our work on the side.
In
the last 2 months, he just went to sole proprietor. We have no other income coming in other than what he makes.
Oh, we need to get that man to work then. You want him out of the house, for sure.
Yep.
Okay. I hear you. I just put mine back to work, too. So let me know, how much were you spending on Facebook ads?
You know what? To be honest, I don't remember.
That's okay. No worries.
It's been a couple years.
Okay. No worries. It's probably changed a bit. Well, it has. Since then, they've rebranded to Meta. And actually, there are a lot more tools over there for businesses now. Which it's been kind of amazing. If you're interested in trying Facebook again, a couple of things. Our team, we have teams that are dedicated to very specific areas. So we've got one team that is dedicated solely to Facebook and Facebook ads. So they know how to write them really well for best response. But we also know how to target them to get the ads in front of the people who are your ideal clients and not so much in front of the other ones. And then, so we purchase, write and run the ads for you. And then the other neat thing, which I had, when I was in construction, I always wondered how to make it happen. Now I know it's through Facebook ads, and it's the retargeted ads. Are you familiar with those?
No.
You've probably experienced them if you didn't know them by name. Good example,
okay.
The most recent one. A couple weeks ago, I ordered jeans online. Now, for the last 2 weeks, everywhere I go, my Google, my Amazon, my Walmart, my Facebook, my game before that I play before I fall asleep.
Oh, yeah, it has all the jeans on there.
Yes, everywhere I go. That was because I had searched for jeans. So your ads will be retargeted similarly to that. And the really cool part about the retargets, the retargeted impressions or views don't cost anything to you as the advertiser. It's free advertising, free branding. And the other cool thing that's happened with that buying shift since COVID and people trying to keep their spending dollars local, when they do click on your ad, they're a better lead than they used to be because they've probably seen your retargeted ad. They know they searched for plumbing services, and your ad will keep coming up. And eventually the ad will come up and it'll be a reminder that, oh man, my wife wanted me to get the downstairs bathroom fixed or toilet, whatever. And I better, I know Vanderstad because I've seen their ad a bunch of times. I'm going to click and just talk to them. So that's kind of the psychological flow, I guess, now post-COVID, but it's good for you. And then those click-throughs, when they do click on your ad, are between 5 and 50 cents each. So worst case, 50 cents. I mean, for $100 in ads on Facebook, you could potentially get 200 new leads. I mean, that's in addition to being seen and called from the first page of Google. So that's definitely an option. So let me give you both options. I'll give you the with Facebook and the without Facebook option. So with Facebook, now I wanted to check how long you'd been in business so I know which kind of credit I can apply. Is it 5 years? Over five?
5 years, yep.
Perfect, okay. Wow.
We originally got our first van. And
that's awesome. And 5 years is the magical mark as far as small businesses and startups go. Oh. So you're past that. That's awesome. Well, and the other thing, too, that makes that good is I can apply a better credit for you than our newer businesses because we can trust it. We trust that you know what you're doing at this point. And, you know, the guy that just came on with his LLC a month ago, we don't know. So let me grab a retail for you for Pennsylvania, and then I'm going to apply your credits to it, and let's see what we get to here. So the Facebook package includes every month $100 in Facebook ads. So we purchase that $100 in ad credits on your behalf every month. So the 5 to 50 cents a click that I mentioned is included in that $100. So in other words, we won't let you go over that $100. It's not on top of the monthly pricing. Okay, good.
Yep.
I heard people think it's extra and I keep going, no, not extra. So that's the Facebook portion. And then of course that local map programming and your website. So normal retail for your area is $5.99 a month with a one-time $2.99 setup for the Facebook, but you guys' legacy discount gets you down. It shocked me. It took it down further than I thought it would. Let me just double check. Okay, it's good. Our rule is try it twice. If it goes both times, then it's useful. So that's... Sorry, my phone's going off with an Amber Alert.
Oh.
So that brings you down to $349 a month, and it drops your setup fee down to $99. And that's with the Facebook. So the $99 is a one-time only, and you'll never see or hear from it again. And then you're just left with that $349 on a month-to-month basis. We don't lock you into a contract. we just really don't feel a need. We feel if we're doing our job, which is what we're supposed to do, then there's no need for us to wrangle you into a long contract. I hope that's something that's all right.
Okay,
good. So it is month to month, and it is on that flat rate, so it'll never be more than $349, regardless of how many clicks and calls you get. It still stays the same. We don't even add taxes to it. And then you're locked in at that rate for life, too. So another five years down the road, and you're rocking and rolling with 10 trucks, you're still locked in with your discounts. And then let's move over here and look at, so really the next package down, all we do is pull out the Facebook portion. So everything else still applies, website building, posting and maintaining, getting you up on that first page in the map section. We just pull out that $100 Facebook ads and it becomes $249. And then there's just the one-time $99 setup.
Okay.
Now, which one of those sounds like it would work better for you?
Well, being I'm the one that tries to, I know you've been on the phone with me for a really long time, but I just need to tell you, I suffer with depression, and
no worries.
I do electric shock therapy, so I get like electrodes put on my head every month.
Does that work?
Yes, it worked for me. As a matter of fact, we had like 4 days of rain with no sunshine.
And that'll do it.
I haven't been able to get out of it. And I called today and I'm like, I'm feeling under the weather and I just wondered when my appointment is. And it's tomorrow. See, my body knows like it's
time. Oh, it's time.
Yep. But anyway, that's why I can't remember anything. But anyway, I used to take care of the Facebook page. I used to post every day. I used to put up little memes and stuff for plumbing. And you know, I can't remember how to do any of it. I don't know where to go or anything.
Oh.
So I can't remember. But anyway, so for me, I would like the one with the Facebook.
Okay. I appreciate you sharing that with me, and don't feel bad about it. I suffer depression too. I have, it's called a happy light of all things, of all the silly names. It's a sunlight simulation lamp, and I've got them everywhere. I mean, at my makeup table, at my desk, in my kitchen.
Yeah.
Because if I don't get that sunlight, I'll forget it. I'm a wreck. I'm an absolute wreck, so I get it. It's hard. Some days some days trying to pull yourself out of it is just,
As a matter of fact, I'm sitting at the table here in my pajamas because I didn't change all day. I've just been loafing around the house because I'm just like, and Gary's like, we talk between jobs and stuff. My husband's name is Gary, and he's like, what'd you do today? And I'm like, I did absolutely nothing. I said I literally did nothing. I don't even feel like eating, but I have diabetes. So I ate a yogurt, you know what I mean? But anyway.
Right.
My next question, you guys need this done like now, right? Like on this phone.
Right.
Because I need to talk to my husband.
Okay. Well, I'd be happy to hold while you talk to him. That way we don't disconnect and they don't start dialing again.
Okay,
if
let
that
me
works
do
for
that.
You. Okay,
yes,
and if I lose you, if it disconnects, if you lose me, I'll dial you back.
Okay, and you have my number then? Obviously.
Is it 717-241-8826, right?
Yes, that's it.
Perfect.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I'll hold.
You're welcome.
I'll put you on hold.
All right.
Thank you,
Don. Yeah.